Let's go.
Yeah, so we're sitting here. This is going to be episode one, EP one of the Unobstructible Podcast. This name came to fruition through Sean Pierce on Brandon Faber. We decided this was going to be a good thing to start, as we both see eye to eye in how the world works. We both share common interests in people that we look up to and take advice from, and figured as we build our journey through this biohacking mindset body temple that we have, we want to document it along the way. Sean, why don't you dive in a little bit more into what unobstructible means to you?
Yeah, 100%, man. I think we're striving to better understand the world, and so we have a decent basic understanding I think we're both blessed to have. But I think what really makes this podcast valuable is that it's a curiosity to learn about potential.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, yeah, unobstructible. And so this word came about when I was walking on the beach and I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about unobstructed self-expression. And that hit deep, and I was in a very inspired state at the moment. And so I was like, well, unobstructible, that word out of nowhere kind of came to me, and it represents a really powerful affirmation that's really summarized what I think is possible with being human, with the faculties we have, with the mind and body, and it's embracing the state of resilience. And I think Marcus Aurelius best represents what this quote, this affirmation really means, which is simply, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Mm. And so being unobstructible is not about being impenetrable. And it's what people get wrong about stoicism, is that it's not about being emotionally despondent or shut down. It's about being able to adapt to whatever comes. And so it's a fascinating topic to ponder, and it's been a big focus of mine lately, is what makes a human adaptable and what makes someone truly unobstructible. And to me, that's grit, resilience, adaptability, the ability to accommodate. I love the word accommodate because it pretty much means to make room for. And so it's not just being despondent from a challenge or adversity in your life, but it's simply being able to make room for it and therefore seeing it as a learning opportunity. Right. And so there's real value, I think, in being unobstructible, or at least trying to embrace the state of, there we have it.
Yeah. How would you simplify unobstructible if you had one sentence to carry it?
One sentence. Unobstructible. The ability to adapt and accommodate the adversities of life. I think that's just it. That's nice. Just it.
Yeah.
What about yourself, man?
To me, it doesn't have a definition. It's when you first brought it up to me, the first thing that came to mind was when you deal with an obstruction in life, whether it be in a relationship, in business, with your own personal endeavors, when you're working out, when you hit a roadblock, that you just don't sit there and make the excuse. You just say, you know what, this is just another obstruction to me. I'm just going to continue to push through, continue to be creative, continue to think of ways that I can get through this obstruction that's in my life. And I like what you said about stoicism, and how stoicism can almost be attached with an ego that goes about it. Because you live this very higher way of thinking. And I think you and I have both been down that road before. With having a little bit of ego attached to the stoicism. And for me, unobstructible. And the emotional side, it's just pushing through. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I'd summarize it.
That's beauty, man. Yeah, I was reading this article yesterday, preparing a bit for what I thought would come out of this conversation about just what unobstructible means, and the word perseverance came out. And what I think that really means and what someone summarized it as is passion and persistence for a long-term goal. And I think what I love about that is, what I also love about unobstructable is it needs a purpose. Someone needs a purpose, a goal, a mission, a direction in life in order to be unobstructable. Because right. what are you, let's take that definition, you know, being able to adapt and accommodate. Well, what are you adapting and accommodating for? There's a higher purpose for why you'd want to adapt and accommodate life's adversities.
Right.
And so it's come to me this last month in particular, the importance of purpose and mission and your values. You know, what is important to you, I think, is such an underestimated quality in our time, especially now with social media. And your sense of value and purpose is almost like nowadays a combination of everyone else's, because you're constantly looking what everyone else is doing instead of focusing on yourself and seeing, you know, what's valuable to me, not what's valuable to someone else, but what do I really enjoy doing, love doing, that's going to set me apart and make me unique, because we're all unique. And so I think I like tying unobstructable to purpose. I think it's very important.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of what you and I have needed to get to the next level. I haven't achieved some pretty serious physical goals and mental goals. It's like, okay, what's the point to continue to keep going? And this podcast and creating Unobstructable was that purpose. Now is being the example and just continuing to keep the curiosity up, because I really do love learning about stoicism. I love learning about the mind and body, man. I'm obsessed with biohacking. I'm obsessed with, you know, little mini supplements, the new tech. Like that's stuff that just gets me going, man. I'm genuinely obsessed with it. And I don't want to hit a point where I get tired of it, where I feel like I've plateaued in learning about it. And, you know, I know enough. I don't want to hit that. I want to keep being curious. And if keeping the curiosity up means documenting it through a podcast and really cementing the knowledge, then I'm all for it, man. Because this is this is a journey I've never done before. And there's a lot of guys I look up to in this field that I would love to talk with eventually and sit down with and just let the curiosity flow between us. Yeah, so that's where it is for me. I'm just excited about this this whole journey and getting to document all these little weird things that we do. I mean, I might not be sticking yogurt up my ass like Ben Greenfield, but, name of science, there's some shit that I will definitely do.
Yeah, maybe one day, but that's up there, Ben.
Hey, man, at least he's got his wife to do it for him. But yeah,
there we go.
It's, yeah, man, I'm just like, I love biohacking. I love science. I love what we don't know yet and discovering that. And what I find is the modern science is all just curiosity anyway, man. Like, no one really knows. Every body's different. And it's funny that we have tests that are being broken now, that what we did know is not what was right. And everyone's got an opinion. And for me, it's not having an opinion, it's just continue to be curious and try new things out and see how it works for my mind and body.
Yeah, man, I really could not agree more with that. I think what's evolved us as humans is the ability to ask questions and to constantly challenge perceived limitations of what our potential is, both in mind, body, and spirit. And so I think we're living in the most pivotal time of human history, which is something when you really think about should light you up. Like, we've never had the opportunities we have before to really pursue our personal likes. We've never been able to make an opportunity out of our passion, which I think is, it's just cool, man. It's such a cool time to live in. And it's, yeah, I think we're living in a time where we have the ability to answer questions, and athletes are destroying boundaries and setting new world records, and science is just exploding exponentially. people and the ability to think is just expanding. And so I think it's really, this podcast is jumping in on that train. I think I really want to, and I know you want to just challenge what we're capable of individually from where we're at right now, presently. Like, we have our beliefs. We're not perfect right now, but we're live streaming the process to really challenge our own potentials. And then I just want to share that journey with people. Mm. I want to share my learnings and understandings and us together and what we achieve and learn together. It's just a world of possibility out there right now.
It is. It's a movement, man. Because here's what makes it that is, let's say like 10, 15 years ago, there was no Instagram. There was no social networking. So your means of influence was through books or through your family or through your immediate friends. And now you could have no interests that are similar to your family and friends and have a movement online of all people that you may have never met before that are all, you're all obsessed with the same thing. Mm. That's what makes this era so unprecedented. I could go and find someone like Ben Greenfield, who's doing something exactly similar to where I am, that I'm interested in. And before, I would have never found out about a guy like that. That's what social media has really done. It's connected us in a good way. It can be addicting, but how to do social media properly is to have a purpose, like what you talked about.
100%.
If you're going to spend the time on there, spend the time to learn more and have something of value rather than just being consuming.
Yeah, man, I think it's just that. And I see social media as it's a tool. It's neutral. It's like power or money, which is a debated, conversation, but like neutral. They're all neutral. It's how we use them, and it's what our beliefs consist of that then give it the tint to be bad or good, this or that. And so I think it's unfortunate that social media involves so much comparison. Just by default, like when you're on a platform and being able to view so many other people, it just automatically you start to compare yourself. But I think, again, it's, you can compare yourself to good or to bad. I mean, the people that I follow are motivational and inspiring. So when I log on to social media, I'm like, can I consume something that'll inspire me or give something that'll inspire others? So just have those two things, two priorities and purposes for logging on to Instagram or whatever other social media you're using, right? Or YouTube or whatever. It's like, you can fill your head with shit because there's a lot of shit out there. There's a lot of just useless stuff that doesn't lead you to anywhere beneficial or doesn't add any benefits to your life. And then there's stuff, there's like David Goggins, man. There's a whole world of people out there that simply by viewing them and being around that energy, even if it's not in person, it's just watching their videos, what do they have to say? You know, what thoughts have they curated to put into their caption? Like, that's good stuff. And whatever you consume, you'll become. And so social media is, as far as I'm concerned, a pretty neutral place. And I myself definitely get dragged into the useless shit of Instagram, man. And like, but it's a matter of priorities. My priorities have shifted lately and increasingly over the last 2 years. And it's been really interesting to see what that's done with my mind. Having the priorities to learn, knowing what my values are and what I really want to be doing with my life, somewhat, like from where I am right now, they're vague, but I still have some idea of what my future will look like. Right. And that just directs my day-to-day actions, and that directs how I use social media. And so it's really, it's a world of bias, and your bias is created by your highest values and what you really believe in. And so might be worth it to, you know, spend a little time thinking about what that is and what beliefs really are going on in your mind and go from there.
Yeah, that was well said. It is like, what got you started on this anyway? Like, what was your trigger? 'Cause this is not something you just fall into.
No doubt, man. Define this, like refine what this means in your question.
This would be the curiosity to better your mind. Most people will stop at bettering the body.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly. Marcus Aurelius. They go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's curiosity. Yeah, man. It's something that when I was younger, I was pursuing soccer. And so my goal was to become a professional soccer player all through elementary school, high school, a bit afterwards. And it was just my passion. And so everything I did aligned with either bettering or worsening my ability to play on the field. And so I think I was really gifted to be an athlete of a pretty high caliber when I was younger, because it taught me how to be disciplined, how to have commitment, how to have grit and perseverance, and all these qualities that go into the journey to accomplish whatever goal or purpose you have in life. And so I got very interested in psychology when I was going through that route. And what that did was opened up my mind to the capability and capacity of the mind, which is so malleable. As you learn, when you dive into it more, we have so much limitless room to improve on and to grow. And so an early motivation was just the psychology of how to better myself in soccer. But that grew to philosophy. I remember the first book I ever read on self-help was The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And it was just the first book on personal development I absolutely devoured. And something switched inside of me where, like, this stuff makes a lot of sense. Like, personal growth, it makes a lot of sense, you know? And so I think I listened to that book on Audible something like 11 times in a row, man. I consumed so much of it. And that led me into Marcus Aurelius and the philosophy. And then from there, it's just been a process of following that curiosity. You know, Marcus Aurelius said one thing, and that led me to this book. And then I was thinking about something else at the time. And that in combination with whatever book I was reading led me to next book. And you find when you really you allow yourself to be curious and you allow yourself to have the awareness of what actually triggers you in the best sense, what really strikes that chord within you, then it's just your life will just start on this journey of exploration. And it's really, that's led me to where I am today.
Yeah. Well, I love the curiosity that you see from people online, the influence that, like that I've fallen or have followed. And yeah, Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Haven't read it by Mark Manson, I think, right?
Mark Manson.
Yeah, I decided not to read it because it was a number one. And I was diving into a couple other books at the time. But yeah, it's reading or audiobooks is really what changed the game for me. I was doing a lot of physical reading. The best book I read was The Way of the Superior Man. By David Deida. That was a recommendation from a friend, man, and that changed my whole perception on how we can really fall into, I wouldn't say like biases specifically, but we can fall into like almost like templates, and of like, this is generally what a guy does, or this is generally what a girl does. But there's such a different like emotional atmosphere that goes on subconsciously. And for me, I was really addicted to finding out what were the subconscious triggers, not paying attention to just conscious cues. And I studied a lot of body language. And then I wanted to learn more about how like the eyes and what they gave away. And then how people frame sentences, how their fluctuations meant for their moods. I mean, I got really into that, man, because it's a lot of people can it makes you a better listener. And that was something that I wanted to be. I wanted to be, you know, a good mentor for friends and family. I wanted to be someone that they could come to, that they could trust. And to be that person, you can't just, you know, showing up's one thing, but you got to better your mind. You got to be become the listener that's going to make them feel compelled and trusting enough to share what's really going on. And that's what this journey has really brought for me on the mind side, is molding myself into an exceptional listener. And stoicism's helped a lot in that way of grounding and being a pillar of patience.
Yeah, nice.
But now I realize the body is just as important. And a lot of the times when you follow stoicism, it's the mind that gets a lot of the work, but the body needs to be treated just as sharply as the mind. But at the end of the day, man, I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out too, right? I'm learning every day and just trying to plug in things that'll help me think in new perspectives. And that's what this podcast is doing. Like, I've probably never had that thought ever.
Right.
You know, I don't think I've ever said that sentence I just said. And you just discover things when you sit down and you're honest and you're patient and you have a good conversation with somebody, man. And it's just things like that come out, and it makes you think about things a little deeper. And this is what makes this podcast special, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
100%. Yeah, 100%. What initially made you think about starting up a podcast? Because it was something I think we chatted, because I met you, man, like when I got back from Asia, which was September.
Oh, man, how many sauna sessions have we hit between then and now? Probably
too many, man.
100, yeah.
Too familiar with each other, yeah.
Yeah, well, here's the thing for anyone listening, is that Sean and I have, it's been a fairly new relationship, maybe even within the last year. And to the point I made earlier, when you find somebody that's interested in a lot of the same things as you, you develop a relationship so much faster than, a normal, hey, hi, how you doing? And him and I have, every time we sit down, it's like a motivation to continue to keep diving into the field that we're interested in. And, it kind of came to the point last week where I was like, man, we were sending each other so many different, so many similar things, that it's almost to the point where we need to start a podcast, because these guys that we are sending each other are people we look up to. And for me, I'd love to sit down and just have a chat with them, or use some of the products that they're using, or check out some of these new biohacking tools. Like, I'm just forever curious, man. That's how I'm working, and that's what really triggered this podcast, is to keep that curiosity.
Yeah, man, it's exciting. I think you spoke to the importance of like-minded people, and I think, yeah, I agree, man. That's how we've gotten to where we are today, and how we forged a pretty dope relationship in a short amount of time. It's just like there's people out there with very similar interests as you and passions, and it was it was strange, but also it made sense when I was traveling. Brandon was always someone I always looked up to in terms of fashion, man. You were big in the fashion back in the day, man. I had a ton of followers, and you were just killing it in my mind. And I remember meeting you on the boat on a ferry, man. And I was just like, oh, man, can I grab a photo, bro? Like, and we chatted actually a little bit about a book you were reading. Maybe that opened up some floodgates to later on.
It might have been Way of the Superior Man at that point. Shout out to my boy Taylor Novak. He's the one that put that in my ear. It changed my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Novak. Thought so.
Good guy, man.
And when I was traveling, I was away for 5 months. And when I was just about coming back, I'm like, you know, how do I wanna line up my life when I return? What kind of people do I want to be around? And Brandon was the first person in mind where you're like, you know, I could use a bit of that energy, man. You really seem like you got a lot of good stuff going on. And so just having those thoughts in my mind, and then Brandon out of the blue messaged me on Instagram for the first time. It's just like, yo, bro, when you get back, we got to hit the sun. You got to talk about traveling. And then from there, it just kind of, we had so much in common, it just made sense that we would get to where we are today with this podcast. And I think it was only destiny. And it's exciting, man. It's exciting being on a mission with someone who's very similar to you and who shares a similar energy. It's just, like you're talking to, it's, you feel inspired. There's certain people you feel a lot better after meeting, even if it's a call, a text, a meetup, and there's certain people who have that opposite effect. And so it's exciting jumping on this Unobstructable podcast, man.
I like that, man. Yeah, no, and likewise, like, we wouldn't be here if you didn't reciprocate the same kind of curiosity and the same kind of energy. But in, here's the, you know, I still like to have fun. I still like my downtime. I still like to hang out with the boys. But this is something that is not like a fun thing for me. Like, I'm genuinely obsessed with this biohacking and mind and body. And like, I want to get this work, man. I want to learn more. I want to talk to some cool people. I want to use these groundbreaking products that are available. So that's where I'm going with it.
100%, dude. It's exciting. Without a doubt, man. Like, the word that's come up in mind when I've been talking to you about this podcast is exciting. And like I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, I think we're in such pivotal time. And to use these tools and practices, the biohacking, is just, man, it represents for me a future that could be optimal.
Oh, totally, right.
And when I think about Unobstructable, it's all about optimization and living an optimal life. And so it's really, to dive in deep in this podcast has given me, I think you too, Brandon, just a drive to want to learn more about products and tools.
Totally, man.
Use. And it's just,
it's attached. This is really attached to my purpose. Like, I really honestly hit a plateau with wanting to better my mind and body. I was, you know, chipping away at it slowly, but this has given me a new energy. It's like a second wind where, you know, if I need accountability for myself, this podcast is my accountability. If I want to keep learning and try new products and get a clear light sauna in my house, the only way that's going to happen is through working on this. And so like I've said, man, let's get this work. Let's record these conversations. Let's continue to better ourselves, continue to learn more, and use this as our accountability.
100%, dude. Could not agree more.
Anyway, let's wrap this thing up. This is episode one. As if you're listening, it's going to be janky. Some people that, let's shout out episode 100 here.
There we go.
It's going to be a whole different thing, man. But this is the honesty. This is the nerves of an episode one. You know, I had fun with it, though. It was actually not the worst way I could have imagined it going. That actually was okay. We did decent. So, yeah. Shout out to episode 100. I would love to do a throwback on this episode at that point. But thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Let's get it. I'm moving.